And now an update on the manhunt for that suspect. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston joins us once again. And Dina, this is the man formerly known as suspect number two. He is Jahar Tsarnaev, 19 years old. Tell us more about him. It was just 24 years ago that we first saw his face on those FBI images.
It's just 24 hours, even less than 24 hours ago. He was the one who was wearing the white baseball cap in the photos that the FBI released yesterday. And as you said, he was 19. He was a college student. He's ethnically Chechen. He's a naturalized American. He was naturalized sometime last year, in spring of last year. He's Muslim, and as you say, he's on the run.
And the other main suspect is the man who was killed. It's Jahar's brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, 26 years old, killed in what sounds like an enormous spasm of violence in this shootout with police.
That's right. He was what we know about him is he was actually a boxer and a former Golden Glove contender. He was a sometime accounting student at a local community college. And as you said, he died in this firefight. But the other thing that doctors have said is that he died with explosives strapped to his chest. The doctor that examined him during his last hours and minutes said that he had burns all over his chest in addition to the gunshot wounds that he sustained in that firefight.
Now, Dina, as authorities are combing neighborhoods trying to find the other suspect, we've also heard about searches at the young man's home, which is in a different part of town. It's in Cambridge. What else are they doing to look for clues?
Well, they're trying to create an electronic trail or at least follow one. We know that Jahar actually tweeted last Wednesday. He actually tweeted some Jay-Z lyrics. And rather ironically, his last tweet 2 days ago said that he was a stress-free guy. So they are looking for any sort of electronic trail that might give them an idea of who he's associating with, people who might know him, anything that would give them clues on where he might be.
And any more on the travel patterns of these two men?
Well, they actually don't know. I think that they were focusing in on a particular neighborhood most of today. Then they broadened out that search. And then, rather surprisingly, late this afternoon, they released a car description and his license plate and said that he could be in a car. They do think that he may be wounded because of the ferocity of that firefight. And with his photo out there, it could be hard for him to get to a hospital to get any sort of medical care or even to keep a low profile if he's driving in this car. So that's what they're hoping, that all this publicity that they've put out about him will make it easier to find out where he is.
But in terms of travel overseas, anything that would have aroused suspicion, they clearly, apparently, weren't on any terrorism watch list. These were people who were unknown to authorities before.
That's right. The only person who really traveled very much was, in fact, his brother who was killed. Tamerlan had actually traveled to Russia and had been there for about 6 months. And of the two boys, apparently he's the only one since he's been here in April of 2002 is when the family came here. He was the only one to travel back and forth to Russia. His younger brother, the man they're looking for now, did not do that.
Okay. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Dina, thank you.
You're welcome.